The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Well, I'm impressed most of all with the serene mood, a lack of comprehension.
I can dig it, man. Right on, right on. Well, I know what she's saying, Bingle. These folks that come here have invested a lot of credit in having them. Five times.
What time is this? What time is this? What time is this? What time is this?
Yeah, the time is right for me to find the mic. The crowd is tight, the last act ain't rock 'em right. But I'ma get it done, even if we gotta fight. I ain't going out like that, no, not tonight. Yo, let me get a mic check. This my prayer for y'all niggas, cause the game ain't got no life left. Came in with most deaf and high tech. And that's my family dog, they might catch the last gasp of my breath. And rest in peace to my nigga Dilla, my mind in the real estate like a bigger villa. Your rhymes are cheaper than gas in Jersey. Before you leave the state, you know you got the fill up. Matter of fact, put your swag back, cause I got the realest. It's not the killers, then I ain't smoking. I'm not buying off the street, I be asking them what kind you're growing. You can't flush it, cause the kind is floating. Kids be iron toting, open to find mothers is crying. Ocean. It's this city without the climb Owen. I keep it fresh. These rappers steal it in a bag of chips. You find it open. Let's take some time and have a solid moment. Psych of joking. Open like multiple lines of snow that they snow and I'm spitting flames. Nigga, the flow and blow torture. I'm on fire, so they always try to put me out. Flappers all day, but they don't know what my hood about. I'm so good without your props and accolades. Cracking like whips on the back of slaves. Spitting on a master's grave. I'm tighter than Yats' braids. Y'all niggas is tender-headed. Just cause I ain't had you as my friend yet, then forget it. Jeez, y'all niggas are sensitive. That's really me on that shit, not a representative. Nothing pretend to fake. Many came and went trying to imitate. That's the quickest way to disintegrate. It's cause I innovate. My shit hardly assimilate. Still I'm bringing sexy back like Timberland and Timberlake. I don't stop and never hesitate. Plus it don't start till I arrive, and so I'm never late. The time is right, get it straight. The time is right, get it straight. Come on. I'm so slick and slime with it. Rhyme with it like a rock. Can it do it?
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We celebrating the birthday, the music of Talib Kweli this week. Talib Kweli Green, American hip-hop artist out of Brooklyn, New York, turned 50 just a couple days ago. Been on the grind from the legendary Black Star collab, he and Mos Def, one of my favorite hip-hop artists, lyricists, extraordinaire. We're going to celebrate Talib this evening. Welcome, Twin Cities. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. What's up, El Boog? How you doing this evening?
It's Monday.
Monday.
So I'm doing.
Man, I don't know. You know, after back-to-back weeks of 8:30 a.m. Vikings games, you know, starting over in the U.K., I'm ready to get back to the normal schedule in, you know, noon on Sundays.
Weekends are for sleeping. Between golf and Vikings, you got me up.
Yes, we were out. we were out roaming. Luckily, the Vikings were able to put together a win, split, one loss, one win while in the UK. Welcome back to the Twin Cities. I'm sure their whole crew, their whole entourage is back in the mix. Got to give a little shout out to the Vikes, Skull Vikings, for that victory on Sunday.
Have you been keeping up on the WNBA,
you know, since the Lynx got... You know, ended up out of the mix with the whole thing that went down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of womp, womp, womp.
Did you hear her letter? Fiza Collier's letter?
No.
What?
Enlighten us.
No.
Switch gears. Let's go to the Lynx and WNBA. They were clearly, an injury occurred.
Bad call.
Reeves lost her. Her cool for sure, I think was suspended. She didn't even coach the game that they ended up losing to Phoenix. But what's up? What's up in the WNBA these days? Thank you for bringing us back around. It was disheartening.
Yeah, I'll shorten it up.
Okay.
I watched her read it.
All right.
At Nafisa Collier, and she came at the commissioner for the WNBA leadership, Kathy Engelbert.
Yes.
Claiming, in summary, bad leadership, allowing for the volume of injuries, that she is the worst in the world. But she backed it with some good points, inconsistent officiating that's been happening, risking player safety and injuries, lack of accountability for concerns that when WNBA players voice their concerns, there is no follow through, dismissive leadership, she's tone deaf and not citing some private conversations, and then overall the culture. So she's coming at the leader saying your leadership's not great.
Hmm.
And it's causing a lot of issues in the WNBA. And who backed her up? Kevin Garnett.
Mm.
He came to support her in this. Yeah. And
I saw some other players. I saw Steph Curry.
Yep.
Have made some comments, some NBA players who were aligning with Nafisa and her comments and concerns that were raised about ownership or the leadership in the WNBA. And it's interesting. It came at a time that's kind of is tough. Like when you get injured and then you're out of the series, can kind of come off like sour grapes.
It could.
But she was speaking to a bigger issue. Hopefully, whatever that issue or those issues are really going to get addressed and not just swept under the rug, you know?
Well, I want to just give her props for making, that takes courage to do that. She put herself out there, and it takes courage to come at the leadership of the WNBA. And she backed it up with some information and some examples and such. But it takes courage to do that. And I can't say she's not wrong for it either. She's not wrong for the approach, because apparently, to some folks, because they're tired of the things she listed and the inequity when it comes to this sport. And, I'm still watching to see what's going to happen as a result of this letter, this open letter and these accusations and the culture. I mean, being in this is my space of working in culture, organizational culture. It comes from the top. It comes from the top. The personality of the organization is that of the leader, and they set the tone from the top down. And, maybe there's some changes that need to happen, but also the officiating is a big issue. We've seen that now in the last couple playoffs, that has been questionable and disappointing. It just looks like they're setting the game up for specific winners. And we always say that with any game, any sport, right? But, it's leading to injuries, and that's not cool. That you're putting your money at risk. So I hope that leader, Kathy, takes a deep introspective on this and, like, my players, my key players are asking for me to step up, and now's the time for me to do that, versus a leader going, they don't know nothing and being mad about it. No, a good leader will step up and say, I'm sorry, this should not be happening, and we'll take full ownership of this and responsibility, and let's start addressing these issues. Thank you for calling it out. That's what a good leader does. I have not heard that yet. So I'm curious about that, how that goes, because I love the Lynx. I make Minnesota proud, make Minneapolis proud. And get me through those tough times with the Vikings.
Best professional sports team in the state.
Mm-hmm.
The Lynx. Let me go back real quickly to Talib Kweli Green.
Mm.
Born October 3rd, 1975. And again, Talib Kweli, we saw him in concert not too long ago. He was here in the Twin Cities.
A few times.
I was reading the background. The thing about Talib that I was drawn to him because of the intellectual nature, the consciousness of his rhymes and his lyrical style. You know, he's got a real interesting cadence. But I was just checking out his family background. His mom, Brenda Green, is an English professor at Medgar Evers College and also the City of University. City University of New York. Actually, I think Medgar Evers College is a part of SUNY, City University of New York. I didn't realize that. I thought Medgar Evers College that they were referring to was down south somewhere. But so his mom is a college professor, English professor. His father is an administrator at Adelphi University. His younger brother, Jamal Green, is a professor of constitutional law at Columbia Law School and a graduate of Harvard University and Yale School and a former court clerk for Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Point I'm making.
You love some education credentials. I'm saying that out of love for you, babe, because you do. You respect people with those kinds of credentials.
I do. What I respect is the intellectual nature of Talib Kweli and the fact that is solidified in just his immediate family, right? I just know the brother's dope, has great delivery, great cadence. Again, the intellectual nature, political nature of his content. But now I understand why. because if you, when you come from that type of pedigree, you're going to be elevated. You're not going to be a mumble rapper, right? You're not going
to be. You got something deeper to say.
Yes, you're going to have to, you know, because, you know, the conversation at the dinner table is going to be real complicated. But yes, very impressed with Talib Kweli as an artist, and now even greater appreciation of who he is and his family and their mark in community.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is clear.
When I went and saw him without you that one time with my girl Jamie, who she was working, she was trying so hard to get our friend who knows him to let us in the back room meet him.
The green room.
It didn't happen. He didn't get her back there. He was like, chill out, because they were friends on Facebook.
Yes.
And he gave her some props for standing up for diversity and for equality. And then it was all on there. She just crushing on him hard. But
I thought you were crushing on him when we went to we saw him.
Because it reminds me of you.
And I was appreciative of that.
I said that if I was ever to be a crush, it would have to have been him, because he reminds me of you and you of him. Like, I could see the style. I could see if you were up on stage, that would be your the way he was moving and walking and dancing. It was all you. I was like, okay, if I ever had to say I had to have a crush,
okay,
it would have been him. Because he looks like
that.
You, babe.
I appreciate
you remind
that.
Me of him.
Talib Kweli, one of my favorite hip hop artists. On my top five of lyricists, oftentimes hard for me to put anyone in front of Talib because of his style. His style is so unique, and clearly, you know, some of that prose that he accomplished, or his ability to use that effectively, came from his English professor mother, right?
I mean, you have to, when
that's
you grow
dope.
Okay,
really
so
dope.
Knowing this, my daughter grew up in a home with her dad as a teacher.
Yes.
With, you know, me being in my field. And her teachers would always say she sounded like a little adult. Nobody would get her jokes but the teachers. Mm-hmm. And she speaks much more mature. I can imagine his home.
Yes.
You know, he had to be a little professor growing up. So lyrics are at a next level for many other reasons, you know. So, hey, I said my crush. What about me? I'm just playing.
No, I really appreciate it. Speaking of Talib and his music, I think we should get back.
Good avoidance.
Get to another track. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We'll be right back, y'all.
I come from the God body era. I come from standing on street corners, smoking blunts out of white hours for 40s, building and destroying about the suns and the planets and the moons and the stars, about the nature of man, about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And you had to show it for me, and you had to be right in this. Voulez-vous rendezvous, coucou, les poupous. Come on. Yeah, Chris, yeah, I like that right there. Yeah. Come on. Patronata, classic, tasty, son. I got a doctorate and rocking it, partying. We got it popping, it's marvelous. Can watch it. You follow a carbon copies, I'm stopping to intervene. You erroneous, these the phoniest rappers I ever seen. When I take flight, I'm traveling light. That's a double entendre. From when I'm touring, exploring outside the genre. Illuminate when I'm grabbing the mic. It's so bright and I'm blinding. Yeah, I'm back with a friendly reminder. We two ships that pass in the night. But alas, you about to run into the iceberg. I'm cracking the shit in half. Traveling light, not talking about packing the bag. First I get back in the lab, then I hit the road, I'll be back in the flash. With Barry Allen mixed with Harry Allen. Come on. Blood hot as volcanic rock forming canary diamonds, divino canary islands. A rhyme spied by a rhyme instead of very violent. Right. I'm the voice of a generation that's very silent. I stick to my convictions like I've been indicted. All you throwing me shade, about to get enlightened.
Travel light, travel light, travel the light, travel light.
Yeah.
You grind into the sun up, weather is cold, murder, the pies have been cut up. I've been over the hurdles, just look at the stride. Life is heavy enough, but you looked at me high. Rather leave it behind. The legacy that you built will be left for get down, down, down. Brooklyn is changing, and so am I. I see you on the other side. Travel light.
Hey. Faster than the speed of sound, smashing through these barriers and blasting out your speakers now. Travel around the planet till I landed where I'm needed now. We entertainers, they wanna call us leaders now. Whoa, extra baggage not in the plans. I shop when I land, stopping the fans. Where? Every airport from Okinawa to Osaka, Japan. Stop assuming to live in your time zone. Cause jet lag is my reality, the road is my home. I'm home. Your downfall is you should probably get out more. I'll be planning out tours with a band of outlaws. I'm packing my bags, it's just marijuana and magazines. Wrapping the flag around the pistol. The red, the black, and the green. Never crashing, the grill is mean. When I'm whipping machines, dipping between. All these commuters, they moving slow like they sipping the lean. Are they living the dream? Get to the office and that computer's drifting off until they spit, start to drip on the screen.
Support for KFAI comes from Crooner's Supper Club, presenting Philip Michael Scales, Thursday, October 23rd. Guitarist, singer, songwriter, and nephew of B.B. King, Philip Michael Scales has dubbed his particular style Dive Bar Soul. After opening national tours for Kep Mo and Caravan Palace, he teamed up with producer Dan Knobler for his latest release, Good to Be Here. As Philip Michael Scales puts it, I wouldn't say that I've arrived, but it's good to be here. More information about Philip Michael Scales Dive Bar Soul can be found at croonersmn.com.
Attention, players. Right, the rules of the game have now changed. Life. People are no longer afraid of the truth. You call yourself
high tech. Hit them with the. Make a villain in their bones with the.
Like, oh my God, what do we have here? My man is on fire like the Ohio players. Throw your hands in the air. Keep them there if you with me. The MPC 60 is rare, but it still sound crispy. Kicks and snares, take it from elsewhere. Samples is hard to find. We don't just act divine. We all be walking upright. You like spine. I don't just write rhymes. I send thoughts through pipelines. I like mines. My light shines so bright it do be vital like life signs. Nighttime is the right time for a battle. So it's special when cats don't just say your joint is hot. Cats say, yo, I respect you. Put your fist in the air when you hear the manifesto. You had any prior doubts on my skills? Time to let go. I check. The beats is right beside the sound garden. Tracks get in the vein like heroin. The way has been nodding. Officially, people love our company like they was misery. I'm known to blast them seeds with the canon of history. Specifically, the ones who forgot where they come from. So it's the light that they run from like roaches. Whenever the truth approaches, I attack the track ferocious. Never lose my focus. Hold this true hip-hop closest to my heart. And you know this. Nowadays, it's hopeless. And my diagnosis is to grab the microphone and be the dopest. You can quote this. Niggas sound like they injected with collagen. You following these hollow men. No honor when you bite off more than you could chew or could be swallowing. Sorry, man, I ain't got no pity for you to wallow in. Quit hollering before you get stomped out with my Solomons. All the way from Lynn Street to Gerolamin. Always bringing you hot shit. Hey, yo, we promising.
All right, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Talib Kweli has had numerous lives as an MC, not only a solo artist, which we mostly see him now collabing with a lot of different folks, but he started out with High Tech. That was a cat out of Cincinnati who was a super producer before he was with Black Star with Mos Def, and then also with the Soquarians, which is that's the crew which includes Talib Kweli, Mos Def, is the Roots, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, that whole collective, Robert Glasper, that whole music collective out of Philly and New York and other parts. Common was a part of that. Really, really, really dope MC. So I was happy to put together the playlist for Talib. We continue to venture into a military state. At least that's how Deep Sigh, of course, is what is appropriate when your country is heading into a military state authoritarian regime where national troops being deployed, right? Not to respond to some major crisis, some natural disaster, some other, really intense, emotionally involved. No, these are attacks on our urban core throughout the country by an authoritarian wannabe dictator. I remember the dictator meme you shared with me as a kid.
The talking potato.
Yes.
I listened to J.D. Pritzker's press conference today.
Yes.
Calling that out. This is a military. They're attempting to make it a military state by calling in National Guard from other states to use in other, from Texas into Portland and such. So red state National Guard into blue states. And the first time they got chastised for not really having good sufficient evidence to justify that it's a need. And the time difference between when they said there was a need and when it was deployed was long. So this time they got a little, in so many words, they're antagonizing it. And the people in Portland are really focused on peaceful protest methods. And yet it's keeping called a military state that's burning. And the mayor of the city is even doing videos going, I'm going to get my coffee today. And it shows her walking through Portland, going to get her coffee. And then so there's been numerous videos showing that this is not what is being said about Portland. And in fact, the area that a lot of this is going down is a very small area in a government space. And the tactics being used there are unnecessary for the level of peaceful protesting, the type of peaceful protesting. Now, it's an easy target because, Portland's been known for having all kinds of issues, but it still doesn't justify the use of military force. And in fact, if you heard that Star Tribune posted an article that a citizen here in Minneapolis saw some text exchanges. Long story short, you find the article in Star Tribune that they're trying to deploy our most elite airborne into Portland. Military. Actual military. They're waiting for Trump to say it's okay. And why the escalation? Why the escalation? How do you respond to the escalation? And that was the key to what Pritzker's been saying all along to his residents, and is saying be peaceful, take lots of pictures, do lots of video recording, know your rights. Because everywhere I look right now on social media, people are asking, how do you respond to this? Because we're not prepared. And they said you go the peaceful protest way, and you record, you know your rights. And they are showing videos in Chicago of citizens gathering when there is the inexperiencedly new ICE members trying to arrest citizens and not really knowing how to properly do it. First of all, second of all, not knowing the rights. And they've chased them away a few times because their lack of experience is showing in some ways, but which is why probably he also is trying to call in the military. So it's scary. It's like, what happens if they come here? How's Minneapolis get? What's our plan? Like, what's our strategy? Like, that's in my head. I'm like, what are we going to do?
What's important to know is each of the states where these National Guard members are deployed are states where the governor didn't ask for that.
Nope.
The governor, who usually has the responsibility of calling in the National Guard, has been the governors in these states, whether it's Gavin Newsom in California or Governor Pritzker in Illinois, the governor of Oregon. I'm not sure that individual's name, but clearly a part of the attack on our democracy includes attempts to create chaos and fear in the streets, and preying on anyone who does not comply, right?
Yeah.
Whether that is a Democratic administration in a state that like Gavin Newsom in California, and you know Walz here in this state, and other governors, you know, the federalism, the nationalist movement that's occurring is just trampling not only on the Constitution but on statehood, right? Mm-hmm. And is picking and choosing which states are going to be under the tyrannical rule, or this clearly unconstitutional, questionable activity of deploying military into the states.
Well, right? And I want to, and you know, this is a time that's challenging because it is ultimately what this administration was hoping, is that we would have a shutdown so they can have free range of making decisions without any pushback, without any accountability, and do what they want without the Congress, the Senate, House of Representatives. I mean, they're shut down. So the ministry, various people said that they are going to now take revenge on Democratic states, and they've started doing that, pulling money and targeting certain people. But you know, we've got to remember why this is happening, and it is happening. Tina Smith had sent out some social media posts about the cost of healthcare quadrupling for some folks and into the thousands. Like, one quote was like $26,000 increase in 1 year for $83,000 income for two. They're making a stand for a very, very strong reason that maybe some of us might not understand right now because it's not hitting our pocketbook right now. But if they didn't take this stand and they allowed it to go through and then it hits your pocketbook, in retrospect, we may go, well, why didn't we do anything about it? They're doing something about it now, and it's hard to comprehend because I don't see I don't see any possibility of negotiation. They're not, because they're getting to do whatever they want now. The administration doesn't want Congress in the way. So this is beautiful opportunity to do whatever they want. And it's scary because when will they come back without bending to that one thing, and that is allowing Medicaid and Medicare and Healthcare Affordable Care Act to expire and all the expenses to go for our health care coverage. So
bending the knee, going to a whole different level. Let's take a music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, KFAI.org on the net. We'll be right back, y'all.
Here we go, like, yes, yes, yes. y'all. To the beach, y'all. Ain't no sleep, y'all. To the break of dawn, 5 o'clock in the morning. We keep rocking on. The working people running like the stop clock is on. We got it popping in the meat market. Chicks take a seat, parking by the bar so they can meet the Vic with deep pockets. And them dudes buy them cars and turn them into sweet objects of desire. Big rims on the tires. We finna drop it like it's heavy as hell. Clan of the cave bear. Used to use a club to hit a dragon by the hair. Still use a club to get her a martini or a beer. Try to get her home and put the smell of sex in the air. Come through like the cable guy and get her done. That old hit and run, turn them into bitter ones. Tonight is catch me if you can. You can taste the gingerbread. Ain't nothing like waking up with a stranger in your bed. Nope.
Soon a new day breaks the dawn.
Tomorrow I'll be like, where am I? What's your name? Got it going back to came.
But tonight you will be so fun.
Maybe you're the one.
Soon a new day breaks the dawn.
Putting on some airs, king for a day. Hard to face your fears, we wear the mask like Roy McKay. You have a ball today, it's all a masquerade. Shorty paint a face like a clown, but can't take away the frown. Found under the makeup, I asked her what's her passion. Answer was the paper, she's sleeping, they don't want her to wake up. Maybe then she realized her own beauty. Baby, you a star, not just a star. Some dudes hold movies.
Soon a new day breaks the dawn.
Tomorrow I'll be like, where am I? What's your name? Gotta go, I'm glad you came.
But tonight you will be so fun.
Baby, you the one.
Soon a new day breaks the dawn.
Yeah, stepping out, I got my best outfit on. Gotta get it in, I'm slipping in the darkness like most of the day is gone. We up all night, I wonder if you can hang. We used to hang from a tree.
Got a shop, studio, food truck, or side hustle with soul? KFAI loves small businesses that keep the Twin Cities vibrant. Underwriting with us gets your name out to listeners who care about showing up, buying local, and spreading the word.
Underwriting with KFAI is not just support, it's connection. Let's grow something good together. Learn more at kfai.org/underwriting.
Yeah. Yeah, we sell to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. Work till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Why some people gotta live in a trailer? Cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Weller raised 3 daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my corp. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We do or die like best stars. See the red sky out the window of the red eye. Let the flies with G-Rap and live in the dive.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. El Boog, your research is better than mine.
I don't know about that.
Mostly, I think so. I think it is. I think it is. I'm going to give you your props for holding it down, doing that good research so that... When we check in on Mondays, we got some good content to share with the listening community. And, you know, I hope folks are paying attention. I don't know how you wouldn't be paying attention. Everything that we're really dealing with is very different than we have seen in our generation. Going back, you know, you'd have to go back to when a country was really broken, you know, the whether it's the civil rights movement, the, you know, the Civil War, I mean, civil
McCarthy
unrest,
era.
McCarthy era.
Even Nixon.
Yeah, the McCarthy era, communism, all the various eras where the country was heightened, military responded, police responded, and the citizenry ended up being under attack. And that's kind of how it's feeling right now. Puffy.
Oh, what a transition. I mean, okay, I'll make the transition link.
Okay, help me out.
It's a toxic masculinity time.
Oh, okay.
AOC has been calling it out. She said the best way to take down a regime of authoritarianism is to keep laughing.
Okay.
Comedians. Let our comedians work their magic.
Yeah.
And because it's a charade, is that the right word?
Charade, yeah.
Of
some fake.
Fake in the funk, you know?
Yep.
We're so tough, beating the chest. And even Jane Goodall compared the administration to how gorillas beat their chests.
I mean, it's real interesting. Just the display of toxic masculinity at the call to meet with the president of all the generals and the various high-ranking officials of the military, and just the conversation that Secretary Hegseth, Pete Hegseth had along with Trump was just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. That felt like something out of the 50s. And, you know, even before then.
That's every reference is we're going to make America great again. Going back to 1774, going back to the unconscious comments about manifest destiny, the unconscious comments, all of it is outdated rhetoric. Outdated based on history. That's their facts. History. This is how it was done before. Nobody said, I want to go back in time.
Mm. Well, so, yeah, because for brown and black indigenous people, those times were not good
great.
Times. They were not great at all.
No, thanks.
There were laws in place that limited the ability to move, to marry, to own property, to live. You know, they had the those types of towns where you had to get out of town before sunset. All of that is craziness. And I would think America had grown into a state where it's realizing the Articles of Confederation and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It was all a dream.
There's the transition.
throw a little Hamilton vibe up in there. It was all a dream, right? And it is
the toxic masculinity. Why I said that?
Yes.
Why
no, I agree. That. I mean, I agree. I didn't mean
Puffy.
To take the mic, but yes.
No. Because of Puffy.
Yes.
And this whole how many times are these rich men gonna get away with crimes against women? For minimal.
Yes, yes.
You know, $500,000 fine. He's like, psh, got that in my sock drawer.
For real.
Still.
All that baby oil. it might be all baby oiled up. He got a whole, stash of money.
I hope he had that in a plastic baggie.
Man, the blue baby oil. Light, I wonder, they should have went up in there with a big old blue light.
The light that Dexter uses when he's looking for blood splatter.
They're
looking for oil splatter.
I mean, I got to give.
That's gross.
I'm about to give Puffy his props. He must have had a legal team.
Oh, no, they pulled. He's got every diagnosis right now to get him out of that longer term sentence. Four years.
Talk about getting escape route exit stage right. Man, I'm waiting for that autobiography when it comes out, you know, because we didn't get the whole news. But we know that Jeffrey Epstein and Puffy, there isn't you know, demarcation zone. I mean, there is some connectivity there. That's what I think. There's no way there could be sex trafficking in New York, where Puff is from, Manhattan, and then the whole Hollywood celebrity, all of that dysfunction that goes on. There's no way that it's just a coastal thing, or he was only doing this. And there's no way that Puff wasn't part of some of them Epstein parties. We know that folks was like, no, I never went to a Puffy party. We heard that from Dave Chappelle. Dave was angry. It's like, oh, I look better than Tracy Morgan. I didn't get an invite. I think speaking of Dave, I think he said something while he was out of the country.
Sure.
Right, about this authoritarian regime that we're dealing with right now, if I remember correctly. I saw something. I get a chance to read the actual.
Well, while you do that, yeah, Suge Knight even said, he said, anybody else would have been cooked. He said that 8 hours ago. 8 hours ago, Suge Knight. Vibe.com. But yeah, that's the point I'm making here. There's too much connectivity. You know, we all know liars project. And by calling a certain part of the government party pedophiles and this and that, well, you know what? Maybe there are a few. We don't, you know, whatever. There's too much connectivity going on over on the other side, though. Too much. With the Epstein, like you said, and then
there's
all
no
this.
No way. That seems like the big cover-up. It's
just too much. It's just too much.
It's a big cover-up. Apparently, Dave Chappelle's in the news for doing a stand-up.
Yes.
Over in Saudi Arabia, he was like, man, comedy is more acceptable, right? And racy comedy or you know, edgy comedy is more acceptable in a place like Saudi Arabia these days than in the U.S. And apparently he was taking some shots, you know, while he was out the country against Charlie Kirk, right? He's like, if you talk about Charlie Kirk, you'll get canceled in America.
I mean, it's the
craziness
rehab.
Continues.
The rehads. It was a rehad comedy festival. There was numerous comedians that went there that were a part of this, and they were getting some backlash for it. You know, for being paid to go there. You know, one of them was Louis C.K. And I was like, folks, man, he's probably broke. He had to take that money. He had a gig in a while.
Yeah, I saw Bill Burr was there. So was Kevin Hart. The whole point being, you know, we have arrived at a place where our country is such disarray. I mean, the Jimmy Kimmel thing just happened a few weeks ago, y'all. Right? That our comedians had to go to another country to just keep it real, right? I mean, that's really the message that Dave Chappelle is sending. And how sad is it that I'm a holler at y'all right now on the far right, because y'all done lost y'all damn mind, right?
That Chappelle said?
No, this is what I'm saying, right? Oh, y'all done lost your mind where you are leaning in and defending someone who was... You know, hey, maybe you don't like diversity. Maybe you don't like immigration. Maybe you don't like a bunch of other things that you feel like is an affront to your freedoms. But you leaned into someone who is willing to restructure this great country that has all kinds of flaws and all kinds of blood on his hands, right? But still, the founding fathers, they had a goal in mind. They had a dream in mind. So you're willing to lean in and support a liar, a bigot, a poor businessman, even though he's wealthy because he inherited those dollars, right? You wanted to lean in and even a second term, and just as this person just completely dismantles the government, right? The democracy, all of the wonderful things that this country has done, this individual is putting in harm's way. And so y'all on the right need to wake up, you know? Y'all on the left need to get busy. What y'all doing, you know?
rising up. There's a protest coming. Indivisible's organizing it. I think it's the 18th of October, downtown Minneapolis. Yeah. I'll double check. But, you know, it, peaceful protests. You know, this is a different strategy that we need to rise up to. And now I'm going to go hide you in a closet now because I don't want to put you in a I need you.
How are you going to do a peaceful protest when you got paratroopers landing in buildings in Chicago, arresting citizens, not immigrants, or it doesn't even matter, just attacking,
yeah.
Not in a war-type situation,
okay.
Creating a conflict, creating disruption, disrupting people's lives, disrupting people's livelihoods
putting,
in the name of what?
Putting those ties
yes,
on children and
yes.
Elderly. And they showed, Pritzker's conference showed the video because the Secretary, Homeland of Secretary, whatever her name, Barbie of Homeland, she made a promo commercial while that happened. It showed at the Pritzker conference. They've had music. It showed them inside the building. They were coming to rescue Chicago.
You're talking about Christina?
No, Barbie from North Dakota.
Yeah, Christina.
She North Dakota, South Dakota.
Former congresswoman, now Homeland Security Secretary. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, they made a video. They made
I'm
a promo
surprised.
Video.
I'm not
they
surprised.
Capitalized on that moment
They're
to film it.
Recruiting people to come and drag out
Look.
Folks into the street, you know, leaving parents and children divided, where children don't even
it's
know
wrong.
Where it happens. It's
scary to those
it
kids.
It is un-American.
Wrong. Okay.
It is un-American what's happening.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go hide you now. I'm going to go stuff you away in the
I'll
corner.
I'll be here. Come on. I'm right here. Come on.
Gotta, you know, as much as I want to close my eyes and plug my ears and sing la-la-la-la like nothing's happening.
We cannot do that.
We can't.
No,
so
complicity
Minneapolis,
is the
let's
end.
Pay attention.
Yes, Minneapolis, Philly, Chicago, D.C., rise up, you know, against the tyranny. What's really going on, you know?
I think they should just blast the airways with all the positive statistics of who, you know, like, not positive, but like the most dangerous cities. Like yeah. Posting some of those crime statistics, like countering it somehow. I'm just trying to think of creative ways to get control of the message.
Try to play some more music just so I can calm down a little bit. You listen to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI.
I was talking.
My bad.
You don't. messing with you.
We'll be
yes,
right.
Play some music.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Let me practice. Talib, Chiqueen,
Kweli.
Kweli, I can't say it, that's why.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, you pronounce my name.
Money.
Any questions? I bring many blessings with my man High Tech and he from the Natty.
Money.
We make the sky crack, feel the fly track. Get your hands up like a hijack. Fists in the air.
Money.
Keep them there like natural mystic or smoke when the spliff's lit. It's a revolutionary.
Money.
They ask me what I'm writing for. I'm writing to show you what we're fighting for. Say Talib or Talib.
Money.
If it's hard, try spelling it phonetically. If not, then just let it be like Nina Simone.
You probably
don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory. Sometimes it's far in between. I'm sad to say you got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept because his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man named Imani. Start the party. My crew hot, feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be the man High Tech and Kweli who make you rock the body. Start the party. My crew hot, feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be
I remember when it all started. Back in the day when me and mom first party. High Tech from the beginning, I stayed advanced. A young chameleon, adapt to any circumstance. Keep game, nigga. Never been a lazy nigga. Stayed on my hustle, concentrate to get the paper.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting At the Mother's Temple at the Turf Club Wednesday, October 15th. At the at Mother's Temple is a Japanese psychedelic rock band formed in 1995 by members of the Acid Mother's Temple Soul Collective as a freakout group for the 21st century. Technically, their touring group is Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Paraiso UFO, but who are we to quibble? They're touring with their latest release, Holy Black Mountainside. Opening the show are the Max. More information about Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Paraiso UFO at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Yeah, yeah. When you do it, you and you will fly with it. It's like there's always one check, you know what I'm saying? Always want to make sure you keeping it real, keeping it real. Do you?
Back up off for me.
A high tech.
Back up off for me.
Won't you get out my face? Better stay in your place. Fed up. How much can I take? Yo, you need to just
back up off of me.
Yeah, go y'all.
Back up off of me.
I got money to make, not a minute to waste. I need space when I'm trying to create. Hey, you need to just
back up off.
See me in the cut.
Back up off.
I'm trying to roll up.
Back up off.
Or we can roll up. Hey yo, mom, hold up.
I know he ain't talking, this is grown man business. Be your own man, stand on your own feet. I thought we was homies, but you coming at me like you don't know me. You think you do, well you're probably wrong. I'm surrounded by more babies than the Shanti songs. Oh baby, I know you don't get it. Try to walk in my shoes, I know you won't fit it. Just cause I know you and your flow too. There's more to it, you won't get it. I don't owe you, you want high tech to do a record for you. So check it for you, comfortable cause get respected for you. Get your own respect, dude, that ain't mean it evil.
Nope.
Ain't no crutches in the crew, my crew are crew equals.
Yep.
Was cool when we was teenagers, we grown men. You my people, but I don't need you moaning and groaning. I can't feed you, I already got kids. How would try to regulate some shit that's not his? I ain't trying to sign, I'm just the artist. I'm just trying to rhyme and go the hardest.
Back up off for me.
A high tech.
Back up off for me.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Happy belated birthday to Talib Kweli. Welcome back. I got some top 10 lists.
Okay, I got something, though.
What you got? What you got?
So, Sahan Journal.
Yeah.
The online Sahan Journal.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I like their news reporting.
Okay.
They have a quiz you can take to figure out which mayor fits your profile.
Oh,
so I've been doing it. Yeah, because I was curious. I like it. They did a nice job.
All
so shout out to them for creating this. But you can take it. Go to the Sahan, S-A-H-A-N journal.com.
Sahan Journal.
Yep. And then it's the quiz. So some of the questions. So they designed it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ask your preference or nothing. You just go in, you start taking the quiz, you ask questions. So it says like federal funding.
Mm.
How can the city make up for lost federal grants and revenue due to cuts from the Trump administration?
Mm.
And if you're not sure what they mean, you can click on tell me more, and it'll say the Trump administration has cut several federal grants and funding that cities like Minneapolis rely on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pick of the answers, you pick the one that you feel fits, and then when you click on it, like when I clicked on it, it showed, so I clicked on one answer and it's pushing for massive public works programs to provide employment at union scale wages.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out me and Dwyer had the same answer, or that's the mayoral candidate that aligned if I chose that answer.
Okay. All right.
But then I clicked on, mm-hmm. sue the Trump administration over proposed federal cuts, reduce non-essential and lower priority city projects without cutting core services.
Uh-huh.
If that was your answer, Short, Hampton, and Frey were the ones that were the mayoral candidates most aligned with that proposal. But lobbying the state of Minnesota to allow the city of Minneapolis to institute a local option income tax to ensure the wealthy pay their fair share. That is FETA.
FETA. Interesting.
And so you keep answering these questions and then it'll tell you who you most align with.
If you are curious right now, early voting is happening in the Twin Cities for, I know both mayors, Minneapolis, St. Paul are up for re-election.
There's a St. Paul one, too. You can do a quiz for either.
Where can they folks find
Sahan
this quiz?
Journal, S-A-H-A-N Journal. They actually just got an award, too, for being recognized for their reporting. But you can take
.com or what's the, do you know what the link is? And then I want to go into the top 10 best animals in the world.
It's .com. I found it just in my Google News.
Can you get that one more time?
Hold on. In Google News, I had found it in, under local Minneapolis news, but it's the Sahan Journal, S-A-H-A-N journal.com.
Okay.
And you can, it says meet your mayor and you can choose Minneapolis or St. Paul and you take the quiz and then it'll show you, even as you answer questions, which candidates align with your answer.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
Yeah, it's well, right. I liked it. It was really well done.
Yeah, get out there. A lot of candidates in the mix. There is no endorsement. The endorsement was rescinded. So get out there and do your research. Top 10 animals in the world. This is top 10 all time.
Top 10 animals?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Top 10 animals. I'm going to give you, we're going to start from 10 and go down. The number 10 most liked, beloved animal in the world, number 10, an elephant.
10?
Number 10. Number 10.
They're only at 10?
They're at number 10. Number 9, a fox. Fox is number 9 of the top 10 most liked animals.
Yeah, we run those babies over all the time on our highways. It makes me so sad.
A little bit of roadkill. Number 8 goes to horses. A horse.
Okay.
Horse
eight?
Is the number 8 most favorite animal in the world. Number 7, a lion.
Oh, they need to be higher up.
A lion, bested by the lion, number 6 on the list, penguins. They're kind of cute. They're kind of cute.
No. The king was beat by a tuxedo bird.
Yep. They're beloved. Number 5, at number 5, dolphins. Dolphin is the number 5.
I can see
on
that.
On the list. Very cute. Very dangerous, but cute. Number 4 all time. Tiger. A tiger. Bengal tiger.
Huh.
Or just tiger. Panthera figris.
Huh.
Tiger is number 4. Number 3.
A snake.
No.
a dog.
No. Myingan. Wolf. Wolf. Number 3.
What?
Number 3 most liked animal in the world.
Good for them.
Is a wolf. Number 2 best liked animal in the world. You're going to like this one.
Kitties.
A cat.
Hey.
Cat. Number 2 overall. And the number 1 best animal in the world. Doggy.
Where's the
one
eagle?
Animal. No eagles on this list. We'll have to check back, do our research. Maybe there's a competing list out there.
I feel it's a mammal.
Shout out to our man, 50 grand. B. Buckner couldn't make it in this eve. Thank you for tuning in, Twin Cities, to Beats Rhymes.
He's having
Democracy.
A good time with the Elk Lodge.
Yeah, he's doing his thing for community, man of the people.
Sure thing.
Yep.
There was a lot of cats represented on that list, though. But then how can then the dog just comes in and just claims number 1? Listen here.
Well, there was, I mean, wolf, Myingan.
Ojibwe
relatives out there, Myingan, getting some props.
True. That's true.
There was a lion, a big cat, and then a wolf, big butt.
No moose.
No bison. No eagle. It's a top 10 list. I don't even know who put this list together. We're going to find some competing lists moving forward.
You know, though, yesterday I was biking around the lake, there was an eagle flying, chasing another little bird. Must have really made that eagle mad. But flying real low, real big eagle. I don't see it around by our house that often. But it was beautiful. And so our relatives were following me around the lake.
It's beautiful. Although our delayed extended summer may be coming to an end, we're still feeling it. And we're still feeling these beats and rhymes as we do it every week.
Thank you
for tuning in. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We'll be back next week, y'all. We really appreciate you.
Sure
we appreciate the support of the station. KFAI, keep doing it. Doing it and doing it live. We'll be back next week. We out.
Health Notes is next. Listen up. Get healthy.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. That's KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, at onlinekfai.org, and you're listening to...
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those